This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I am excited about today's show, Travis. The title intrigues me. You told me today's show was called Eat the Frog.
Eat the Frog.
I have no idea what that means. Explain yourself.
Tony, you just jumped straight in on me. How you doing? Get to know you. How's your weekend been? Just straight up Eat the Frog.
Because when you call a show, Travis, when you call the show Eat the Frog, I got to know just at least what that means before we jump into our normal banter. My curiosity
it is not my saying. Please do not give me credit for this. I think I actually even told you where I got it from. It was a Navy SEAL that was talking about, I heard him on TV, and he was talking about Eat the Frog, because if you do the hard stuff first, everything else is cake. And to be honest, isn't that really true in every facet of life? The hard stuff.
The hard stuff's
things that we normally put off, right? Because we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to do it. But if you go ahead and you just bite the bullet, you go ahead and you do it and you get it out of the way, well, guess what? Everything else is cake.
And if you eat a frog,
nothing is going to get worse that day than eating a frog. Okay. Let's boil this down to our retirees, right? Because one of the most stressful things that a retiree goes through is the planning process. Why? They don't want to do it. And honestly, that's the reason we do it for our clients, is because they don't want to do it. That is putting stress on them, because they're thinking, am I making a mistake? Am I making a good decision? Is this really what we need to be doing? Is this decision going to negatively impact my spouse? Am I going to not leave behind the legacy I want to the kids and grandkids? All of this is it's a recipe for a stress cake that we just don't want to eat, right? It's a frog that we just don't want to eat. But
sure,
whole premise behind the Eat the Frog is, if you do the hard stuff first, everything else is cake. So that's the reason, in my opinion, people that do planning, it's like building a house, like most people plan for their vacation more than they plan for their retirement. If you do the pre-planning, it provides a greater level of enjoyment. Is that a fair statement, Tony? You're just out in the world. You're young. You're not ready for retirement planning yet. However, have you found that to be true? If you do the adequate amount of planning, doesn't the experience that when you're in the moment, isn't it a lot more enjoyable because you've already thought through all the things and you don't have to make the decisions then because they're already made? You're just basically blocking and tackling at that point, right? You've already got the game plan in for the week. Everything else is just executing fundamentals, right? That's what a lot of people, I think, what's the sticking point to retirement planning is you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes it's our the 12 to 18 inches above our heart is usually what makes the decision. And that's usually the biggest distance to or the furthest distance to get from one to the other. because we know in our heart what we want to do, but our mind sometimes gets in the way because it creates scenarios and it creates all this thing, all these things that we're like, you know, unsure of. Do we do this? Do we not do this? So, you know, one of the reasons I bring this up this morning is we are getting, as you know, Tony, we're in the middle of our class season. We're getting into full swing. We've got our pooler class coming up next week, next Tuesday, the 24th. We're going to be in Bluffton and Buford and Statesboro coming up in the next, you know, month or so. So this is our opportunity to give back and to help those retirees that attend get an understanding of what are some of the things, if you are out there wondering what to do in retirement, what are some of the things you need to be thinking about? And some of those, let's face it, Tony, it doesn't have to be an elaborate list because it's really the basics. It's the fundamentals. The first thing, you know, you have to think about is where are taxes likely to go in the future? If you don't feel comfortable making that decision, that's why you need an expert. That's why you need someone to help you with that decision-making process. I think taxes have really no way to go but up. You may disagree with that, and I don't know how you could. We have $35 trillion in debt. We've got deficits out the wazoo. We're printing money left and right. We're giving money away left and right. At some point, you know, I think this year's budget's what, $7 trillion, something crazy, Tony. Does that sound like a recipe that you see the government cutting spending anytime soon? Because we are growing our receipts, but we're also spending probably 20, 30, 40% more in some years, more than what we take in. So we're having to borrow that and pay interest on the debt. So taxes, if you're in retirement or about to get to retirement, and let's say you're 75 and under, you're really right now, you're in a very temporary sweet spot, because between Roth conversion, restructuring your retirement portfolio tax efficiently, you can really put a cap, if not bring down, what your tax rate may be in the future. But the problem is, it takes a steady hand. It takes a surgical approach. It can't just be, you know, just take from this and take from that and it'll all work itself out, because a lot of times that's not the case. So tax is really something a retiree can really dive into that topic and really make a huge dent and eat that frog and go ahead and get rid of those taxes up front, so that basically the rest is cake. Things like Social Security and planning for retirement income, pension, Social Security election. You know, a lot of times I see this quite a bit because inflation, Tony, has really started to impact people's wallets. They make a short-term decision. Maybe, and you know, they feel like they need some relief and they end up taking Social Security a year or two earlier, or maybe instead of taking a pension benefit that's, you know, going to be there for both spouses, maybe they say, you know what, I'm probably going to outlive my spouse, doesn't matter who it is, and you take the highest benefit, right? And that doesn't leave any protection for the surviving spouse, God forbid, if you're wrong. These are little mistakes that you can make that could really have a huge impact on your surviving spouse, because
you can make some really costly mistakes. And you're right. I like, Travis, how you tied it to people are so worried about inflation. Absolutely. Now because of the cost of groceries and energy, things that immediately affect them on a daily basis.
It forces you to make a decision you normally wouldn't have made.
Yeah, that they're making emotional decisions and panicking, and that's not good. You know, that's why you need to work with a financial advisor like yourself, Travis, because you're going to help them make decisions and tell them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, right?
Well, Tony, you know me. You know, one of the things that I tell clients every day is let the math decide. Right. Because if you take emotion out of it and let the math drive the train, a lot of times it will work out to your benefit, right? You plan for a worst case scenario, right? Like a dot-com crash, 2008, that type of scenario. You try to crash the plane in the simulator without crashing the plane in real life, right? Because if you go ahead and you make the decisions in the software, in the program, if you know that that crashes your plane, then guess what? The next time, whenever you take off, you don't do that. You go ahead and make the mistakes so that they're on paper, they're not in real life. But yes, inflation right now is in Charles Payne. I was watching an interview with him the other day, and you know, they were talking about, you know, hey Charles, you know, inflation came in and it was a good number. And he's like, well, yes and no. And they were like, what do you mean? He said, yeah, inflation, the growth of inflation has come down. But we're still here, right? And he raised his hand a lot further than his right was a lot further than his left. He was like, you know, we're up 30-40%. So yes, it feels good that inflation's only going up 2-3% from here. But we've already locked in the inflation increase. There's probably very little that's going to change that unless we were to have like a great recession or something to really make prices recede. So that's the reason why we get so focused on the here and now, thinking about paying the bills today, that we don't think about what that exposure is going to look like for our surviving spouse, right? So whether it's taxes, whether it's Social Security, it's pension election, these are all things that you need to plan for. And they're not easy. You need to go ahead and start the process, but sometimes you don't know where to go and you don't know who to turn to. That's the reason I would encourage you to give us a call or show up to one of our classes. Take the two nights, 2 hours per night, 4 hours total. Take that opportunity to go ahead and eat the frog, right? Let that get the gears in motion. Let that put the brain in motion, so to speak, and get you in that planning mindset. Some of the other things that we talk about that are very difficult to sort through sometimes. Things like long-term care and Medicare. Healthcare costs are going to be huge for some people in retirement. And the reason being is, think about it, as we're living longer, do we tend to go to the doctor or the hospital more or less as we age? Well, it's more, right? Whether it's, you know, having trouble with our joints or having trouble with, you know, heart or whatever the case may be, we tend to go to the doctor more in our later years than our working or even younger years. So if that's the case, rule of thumb, inflation, usually whatever it is, you can double that for healthcare inflation. So if we've been growing at, let's say, 5-6% inflation average for the last 4 or 5 years, think about what that could mean for healthcare cost. Problem is, we don't think about it because we're like, I don't want to think about that. That's my own mortality. You know, what do we do? So you need to think through and really identify what are some of the risks, what are some of the exposures, what could that cost, and are there ways to prevent those types of costs? I'm agnostic whether someone takes the insurance approach on that. I just think you need to see that if you were to self-finance, this is what your portfolio or retirement plan looks like. If you were to insure that risk, this is what your retirement plan would look like, and let the math do what the math does, show you the path. Tony, things other than healthcare, things like accessing retirement accounts, right? We talked about inflation really driving the train, and you know, we really are making decisions now in some cases that we normally wouldn't have made. Well, that could involve you taking out more aggressively from your retirement plan than you thought, right? And unfortunately, if all you have is pre-tax money, money that's in your 401k, your 403b, your SEP, your simple, whatever, your alphabet soup, if that money has never been taxed and it's been tax deferred, well, if you get super aggressive as you're taking it out because your costs are more than you anticipated, well, guess what? You're going to pay more in taxes. And that could be something, go back to what we talked about in the very first topic, that could be something that you don't see coming. Because if we know taxes are going up and you're pulling out more aggressively, you could be giving more to Uncle Sam than you have still working for you and your family and your portfolio. So how do we strategize to create a plan that takes money out of these plans effectively, not just from a tax perspective, but from a legacy perspective in some cases.
Sure. Taxes always play a part, and I think people underestimate what tax situation they could be in once they hit retirement.
In my opinion, it's probably the number one thing that retirees fail to plan for. From my experience, doing this, holy cow, Tony, doing this in excess of 20 years, I have seen thousands of prospects. We have a few hundred clients. That is probably the most underappreciated and underplanned for part of the retirement plan and retirement planning process. Is how much is Uncle Sam going to actually get to keep? Not much you are going to get to keep. Things like this. Let's also kind of touch on this. If you leave a legacy, at some point, guys, I know that this may not be your primary driving force, right? You may not have a desire to leave a set number. You may just want to take care of mom and dad. And in the event that you leave something behind, you want to leave it behind as efficiently as possible. Well, don't we all? But that's one of the things that, like right now, we've got 2 years left on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The IRS has given guidance that if we go ahead and do the planning today and we do our gifting and we set up our trust and we set up our estate planning today, they're not going to claw it back. So if the rate goes from, or the forgiveness, you know, it's right now it's around, call it $25 million plus or minus that a husband and wife can actually gift and pass with no estate tax to their children and grandchildren. Well, that number could very well become $3 to $5 million per spouse in 2 years, right? Because we're going to go back to 2017 rates. Well, 25 plus or minus is a lot more than potentially $6 to $10 million, right? So I know some of you guys may be out there going, I'm not going to leave that much. I'm not worried about that. Well, what if, as most of you have seen, what if your real estate continues to appreciate? That could very well push you up there. What if your IRAs or 401ks, remember, it's probably still going to be growing, hopefully, as you're taking money out. What if all of a sudden it was $3 million and you're sitting there going, I'll never hit it, and all of a sudden you end up leaving $4 million to your kids? Well, guess what? Uncle Sam's really going to enjoy that transaction because they're going to get six figures because we failed a plan. So estate taxes, not just transfer taxes, but income taxes. You know, how do you advise your children on the most efficient ways to take money that you leave behind, right? How do we get the most out of our tax-free environment and really spread out the tax the taxable environment? These are all things that most people, unfortunately, you're not taught in school. This is not a class you took in college. This is not a class you probably took in your working year. That's why you need to sit down and maybe take our class right now so that you can actually help identify some of these shortfalls that you may have in your planning process. And Tony, the last thing I think that is one of the most important items in our course is portfolio construction for retirement income. Because let's face it, if you don't have income, you don't have a retirement. Because the whole purpose of your portfolio and your retirement planning and your retirement savings is to do what? You have been putting in for years and years and years. Your company's been matching if that was your situation, or maybe you're just putting in a traditional IRA and you've been saving and putting away and really letting it grow. Well, the whole purpose behind that was what? To provide a standard of living for you in your later years that you didn't have to clock in, clock out to get. You've got to provide a retirement income. Problem is, sometimes we don't think about some of the gotchas, right? It's a lot of people think, okay, well, I can just use the 4% rule. Well, that depends on how you're allocated. You may be too heavy in fixed income. You may be too heavy in stocks. You may not be factoring in taxes. You know, if you haven't planned for taxes, 4% net could be a 5.5% gross. That means you could be putting undue pressure on your portfolio that may cause you to run out of money before you run out of breath because you haven't thought through all of the things that could be the silent killers to a retirement plan. Taking too much out, not putting enough support up under. If you need a 5 or 6% distribution rate, there are ways to get that and to ensure that safely. But most people, I hate to say this, they're listening to their favorite TikTok pundit for 30 seconds, and that's their retirement plan. And folks, that doesn't have to be your retirement plan. That is not a retirement plan. That is someone who is trying to tell you and convince you they know better than you do. And since we have such short attention spans, a lot of times that's easier than actually putting in the work and sitting through a process that prepares you for this, not just gives you these little blurbs or bleeps or whatever they call them, where they're coming in saying, hey, if you do this for 30 seconds, you're going to be okay. And by the way, follow us on TikTok. Hit smash on that like button. I'm not asking you to hit smash on the like button. I'm asking you to do this. Think about and think about your retirement plan if you do nothing or if you plan. If you plan, it's more successful. It's more enjoyable. If you don't plan, you still may be successful. You still may get to retire. But how many sleepless nights are you going to have wondering, did I do the right thing? Should I have done this? Should I have done that? Oh my goodness, this didn't happen the way we anticipated. Folks, don't do that to yourself. You need to sleep well at night. And look, a good mattress, that might help you, but it's not going to be a guarantee of a good night's sleep. Have a good night's sleep is going to come from eating the frog, doing the planning, and coming to our course and letting us help you get on the right track for you and for your retirement process. If that's you out there listening right now, if you're a current client, hit forward and send this to someone that you know has not done this. If you're a first-time listener, give us a call, 877-269-0839, or visit us at send me an email at travis.chance at chancefinancialgroup.com or visit us at chancefinancialgroup.com. Go to our events page, and that will give you the information on how to sign up for one of our courses coming to your area.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today. I'm not looking forward to eating a frog, but if I did...
You are. Come on now.
Everything from there would be downhill and easy comparatively. I like the analogy. And again, the importance is being prepared and getting the right answers to the right questions. And that's what you help people do. So I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, give you a call. Give that number one more time, Travis, before we go.
877-269-0839.
All right, and that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.